Importantly, back to the Wall Street Journal today, their lead editorial, Coronavirus Models of Uncertainty. Importantly, the Murray model measures deaths in terms of population rather than confirmed cases, since testing varies geographically. It also extrapolates U.S. fatalities based on evidence from other hotspots in Wuhan and China, the China virus, after government lockdowns. One important data point. It took 27 days after strict social distancing was implemented in Wuhan before daily deaths peaked. Nutrinoctitlan, California, and other states took early action to close non-essential businesses and are nearly starting week three. Okay, so this went into effect. It's the second week now here in Louisiana. They're saying that it took four. How do you know, though, that the Chinese are telling the truth? By the way, Dr. David Singer, we'll talk to Dr. Shiva about this tomorrow. Dr. David Singer, in that video that's in the chat room that I encourage all of you to watch, also says that in 4 years, no one will know that this happened, medically speaking, because what will happen is, and he's asked a question at the end. He goes, what about people that say that they had it and they leave the hospital and they're all cured to come back and they get it again? He goes, no, that's not how it works. He goes, if we discharge them, they still have some symptoms, then maybe they have a spike or a flare-up. That just means that they weren't cured the first time around. But he said that once you're cured, once you have beaten it, once your body has beaten the COVID-19, you're immune. Your body will make the antibodies. And he goes, the more people that get immune, then the more the immunity spreads. And then ultimately, then the virus tries to mutate, and every time, hey, by the by, he says the virus will mutate, and with every mutation, it gets weaker. Wait a minute. You didn't study your theistic evolution, did you, my friend? Because the neo-Darwinists tell us that mutations make things stronger. Right? See, I caught that for you. That's why I get paid the little bucks around here. The neo-Darwinists, those that practice scientism and insist that we evolved from a slime pool billions and billions and billions of years ago, insist that mutations make better. But there's a real-world example right there of a medical doctor probably didn't even realize what he was saying that every time a virus like this mutates, it gets weaker. Well, that's not what the evolutionists tell us. It should be getting stronger. It should mutate into a Resident Evil, right? It should take over the planet. Data out of China may not be reliable, writes the Wall Street Journal. And the Murray study underlines that modeling for U.S. states based on one completed epidemic, at least for the first wave, and many incomplete epidemics is intrinsically challenging. What does that mean? They don't know what the hell they're talking about. That's just a number you throw at the wall. It's just you put some data in, the computer goes, oh, you have data for me. Hey, I have a model. Watch this. And then the model cranks out some numbers and goes, here's your estimate. This is why the estimates are likely to change in the coming days and weeks. The Murray model also simulates healthcare utilization in the states over time based on other countries' experience and their projected fatalities in the U.S. About 64,175 more hospital beds, 17,380 intensive care unit beds, and 19,481 ventilators on average will be needed nationwide. Well, why are certain governors out there squawking that they don't have ventilators? We don't have enough ventilators. Whose fault is that? And are there people that are now making ventilators? Yes, the United States Ford Motor Company, for example, is cranking them out. For instance, New Tenochtitlan City will need an estimated 35,000 more hospital and 7,300 ICU beds next week when demand for care is projected to peak. That's a lot, but blessedly fewer than the 55,000 to 110,000 hospital beds. In other words, the pandemic keeps coming down, 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 and just sounds like a really bad flu outbreak. But, Mr. Church, people are going to die, and it's going to be your fault. People are going to die. Fat bastards are going to die of heart attacks, too. Is that my fault? Because we could have locked it. Here's a great analogy for you. Mrs. O'Connell, how many people die of coronary disease every year? It's like 650,000 or something like that. It's an unbelievable number. You know, I had the graph in the chat room the other day. As a matter of fact, I probably still have it on my computer desktop. Of the
Dad, one person dies every 37 seconds in the United States from cardiovascular disease.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Here, I have the, deaths and mortality. Number of deaths in the United States every year, 2,813,503 on average. Did you know that? 2,800,000 people are going to die. But let's shut the entire United States down, and let's all talk to one another on electronic at-home mobile devices with these goofy earbuds in our ears, like I'm currently wearing. Nobody can go in studio for TV interviews. Yes, you can. Like Dr. David Price says, don't shake hands, keep a decent distance, and sanitize your hands and don't touch your face. Problem solved. Death rate, 863.8 deaths per 100,000 population. Life expectancy, 78.6 years. Infant mortality rate, 15.79 deaths per 1,000 births. Let's see here. I have the number here. Cardiovascular diseases last year, according to the CDC, stroke and cardiovascular diseases killed 146,383 people. I talked about this 2 years ago. My father died of Alzheimer's. You know how many people Alzheimer's took out last year? 121,404. Here, diabetes, 83,564. Hey, Governor Edwards, why don't we have a statewide edict lockdown order for all fat bastards, obese fat bastards that have diabetes? Force them to stay at home. They can only get Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers food in, and you'll go to their houses and arrest them if you find out that they snuck in a Big Mac. How about that? Better charge play. That's extreme. And what they're doing isn't. Demand for health services rapidly increases in the last week of March and the first 2 weeks of April, and then slowly declines through the rest of April and May, with demand continuing well into June, the summary notes. Daily deaths in the mean forecast exceed 2,300 by the second week of April. So, you know, you actually have past data that you can go back and look at. None of it adds up to this. It just doesn't. Like it was said earlier in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. It's a place to be if you're listening to this show. It's a free service. All you need is a valid email address and a username. Make it up for yourself. How come no one in the chat room is named COVID something? Just wondering. The Wall Street Journal concludes. The Murray model predicts population death rates will fall below 0.30 per million in most northeastern states, Michigan, Indiana, Nevada, and Louisiana by early May, but not until late June or July for Wisconsin and Florida. So that has everything to do with temperature. You really think that you can actually keep an entire population on complete economic and social lockdown until the end of freaking June? And you're not going to kill people from suicide? You're not going to set them on a path to poverty and every other malady that you could think of? You people aren't thinking this thing through. Your irrational decisions, governors, are going to lead many, many people to an early grave, and that's on you. Yeah, I'm saving lives. No, you're not. Again, simple in a free society, simple precautions will suffice. This hysteria, and this, let's act like we're in a freaking zombie movie, and everyone has to self-quarantine themselves? We'll rue the day we let them get away with this. You're going to rue the day. You'll remember the day we allowed them to get away with this. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Here on the Crusade Channel, it's fact over fear. Fact over fear. We're actually going to find that out. Crusade Channel, fact over fear, your news talk and common sense leader. The Wall Street Journal concludes, April is going to be a brutal month for America, and the next 2 weeks especially, but as the bad news arrives, it's important to understand that the worst case scenarios that many in the media trumpet are far from a certain fate.